In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We have a guest, and he is at the School of the Holy Spirit, and his name is Danny Stain. Stain, not Stein. I've called him Stein, poor guy. Stain, tell us what's happening at Holy Rosary as you are experiencing, Danny.
Well, last night was just kind of an over-the-top meeting. I was loving it, just the praise, the worship, and even just the whole meeting. I really was all about worship. There was worship happening and ministry and people being healed and touched and the Holy Spirit showing up. It was incredible. Wonderful, wonderful breakthrough. Very excited about what's going on, and it's just beginning. I've been sending out text messages and emails to friends like, you want to come? This is really going to be a good time at Holy Rosary. So,
you see, when we get together as the children of God. And you know what always strikes me? When Jesus taught the disciples prayer, listen to what it is. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Now, we've not seen that. We have not seen that in the church. No church has seen that. That the kingdom would come, and that the will of God would be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is the will of God. It is not just to go to church and sit in the seat that you've been there 38 years. It is that you would call on the Holy Spirit, because this kingdom of God is in the Holy Spirit, that you would pray that God would bring his kingdom and his will on earth as it is in heaven. Danny, tell us some of the things you have seen in your ministry.
Well, we've seen a lot. You know, I used to really, I would look to see, now what is God doing? And the Lord revised a passage for me in John 5:19. John 5:19 says, the Son could only do what he saw the Father doing. But in John 5:17, he's responding to the Pharisees, and because he's just healed somebody on the Sabbath. And they said to him, they said, you can't do that. And he said, my Father is always working and is working in this hour. The Son can only do what he sees the Father doing. And so it changed everything for me. I began realizing God right now is working today. God's working on 7.1 billion people. And it changed my whole focus on what happened. So I began stop looking for divine appointments and started understanding that God had established his church and his people to be divine appointments on earth. And so we've seen many miracles. I've seen many people come out of wheelchairs. We've seen deaf ears open, blind eyes see, just things that are happening around the world. One really cool story that happened in San Francisco was two deaf mutes came in to a service. They actually came in late, and I thought they were rather disruptive, very noisy, but I didn't realize they were deaf mutes at that point. And so what I did is when somebody sat in front of them and began interpreting, I realized, oh, these are the hard miracles today. And I'm using that word facetiously, because there is no hard miracle. God doesn't see anything as hard. And but at the end of the meeting, I brought them up and put my fingers in their ears. Actually, one of them at first, and I just said, I just open these ears in Jesus' name. And the woman just began weeping and cried out, I can hear. And she was a deaf mute from birth. She was probably in her 60s. And her best friend was this other woman. And this woman looks at her, and she's real anticipatory. And I put my fingers in her ears, and the Lord gave me a word of knowledge and said, she's missing an optic nerve, and I'm like, well, man, she shouldn't have an optic nerve in the ear. If there's an optic nerve in the ear, we're in serious problems. But I asked her, I asked through the interpreter, I said, does she have problems with her eye? And she said, yes, she can't see out of her left eye. And so we prayed for the left eye, and the left eye opened. She was very excited, but she could see out of one eye. So it wasn't the same kind of a thing. But then I put my fingers in her ears, and again, I just said, in Jesus' name, I command these ears to open. And she, the same response, she just began weeping, just tears, and I can hear, and words coming out. And those are some of the things that have happened. We just recently took a team to Africa, just got back about 10 days ago. There was a man that some of our team was praying for in the hospital. They basically said he was going to die with tuberculosis, and they began praying for him, and he pulls the sheets off and begins moving his legs and his feet, and they were really confused because they were praying for tuberculosis, and the nurse and doctors run in and they say, this is impossible. This man was paralyzed and now he can walk. And so the wonderful things like that. I think one of the most fun things, though, has been I've seen so many young couples, and actually not even just young couples, but older couples that have had babies that couldn't have babies. One of the neatest stories is actually a dear friend of mine. His name's Randy and his wife's Jeanette, and they had lived in Vermont. They now live in Georgia. But I stood up Jeanette during one meeting, and I said, a year from now, you will be holding a baby in your arms. And she just kind of lost it and cried. A few months later, she got pregnant, and they called me. They were all excited, and that, you know, we're pregnant, and they've been trying. She was 40 years old at that point and had not been able to have children. And a few months later, they called me and they said, we just need to let you know that we lost the pregnancy. The baby died, and I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, we're going to have to remove this. And so they did the DNC, and they did what they do. And this had been about 3 weeks before they spoke to me on the phone. And I just, on the phone, I said, Isaiah will not die. Isaiah will live, and you will give birth to him before that year is complete. And They began crying. They said, we never told you we were going to name him Isaiah. And I said, he's going to live. Well, didn't really hear anything from them for about 3 weeks, but she began feeling some things happening in her body. And she's like, what's going on? So she went to the doctor, and she said, the doctor was like very confused. He says, this is impossible. He says, I've never seen anything like this. And she says, what? She says, there's a baby in your stomach, and this is not a new pregnancy. This is the same child that was in your body that died. I don't know how this happened. How did this happen? And so she was able to just share that Jesus had touched her and healed her. And I got to dedicate that baby. I get to pray over that child. Wonderful little boy, Isaiah. So
Jesus had something that's almost sounds crazy, but it's real. Come on. And what he said is, you shall do greater things than I, because I go to the Father. Greater things than Jesus, because he went to the Father, and he's at the Father's right hand pleading for us as the great high priest, Jesus the Lord. And he said, you shall do greater things than I. And you know what? Jesus said that with all confidence. He wasn't worried about what people would think. He said, that's what's going to happen. And during these days, we really need to see the works of the Lord, be they the same works or greater works, because during these days, we are living in a dark time, in a dark time in our country. Our country was given over to the Lord, and we have taken it away. There are only two countries that were given over to the Lord, Israel and the United States. And you know what? Both countries have taken it away from the Lord. In Israel, they have more abortions. And the United States, I'm going to tell you how many abortions we had last year in Planned Parenthood. 330,000 abortions. 330,000 abortions at one Planned Parenthood all through the country. And you know, children are always a blessing. The blessing is the blessing of the womb. It's not anything but a blessing. We remember what happened with Uzzah when he touched the Ark of the Covenant, and they brought the Ark of the Covenant to the house of Obed-Edom. And when did they bring it back to Jerusalem? When Obed-Edom's house was blessed. What does that mean? They won the megabucks? No. It means that Mrs. Obed-Edom was pregnant. Mrs. Obed-Edom was pregnant, and now David could take the law, Ark of the Covenant, and bring it into Jerusalem.
It's an amazing thing when the presence of God shows up, when we begin releasing the kingdom, He does those things. You know, that's the favor of God. The favor of God on His people is that there are children. There are blessings. He withholds nothing from His children. I believe one of the things that's God has intended for this nation is to absolutely return it to the place where Jesus becomes the principal figure. He becomes more known, more famous, more honored, more loved than anyone in this nation. And I just recently actually moved to New England because the Lord spoke to me about an awakening that was going to come, and that a piece of it was going to begin, be birthed out of New England, and specifically that the face of a giant, of the giant that's His church, was going to begin rising from Boston, and that there's going to be a release of the Spirit of God in a incredible way across this nation. And when I think of awakening, I do not think of simply 100 or 1,000 turning to Jesus. I'm talking about millions turning to Jesus. When we look at the awakenings of the past, literally in the awakenings that came, there were millions that turned to Jesus. It changed and transformed the society because so many responded to the Lord. And I believe that that's the heart of God. In fact, I believe that the heart of God, even for these meetings that we're doing here, in raising up those who won't just watch others do it, but those who will begin doing what God's called us to do, that we become in a very, this is kind of an interesting term, but it was a term the Lord gave me a few years ago, that we become an infection, that we carry the disease of His love, if you will, everywhere we go, and we release His presence everywhere, that people cannot help but respond to Jesus because He's all over us and He's overflowing us, and our atmosphere is shifting atmospheres, and our shadows work like Peter's shadow worked in the book of Acts, that there's an effect that happens in people's lives. I believe that that's the heart of God, and that's what I'm all in for, that whole thing for the duration, because I believe that we're stepping into one of the most incredible seasons of history that we've ever witnessed. When it is darkness, that is the time for great joy for the church, because Isaiah says, deep darkness covers the earth, but His glory shines on you. And I believe that we are those that are gonna basically cause darkness to become an enigma. That we're the ones that remove identity of darkness because we show up. And that's my heart, is to raise and equip people that are just moving in the light of God, moving in His presence, full of the Holy Spirit, overwhelmed. You know, I don't look for one touch of the Holy Spirit or one baptism. I'm like, Lord, do it again. I'll take as many as You'll give me. Just come, fill me again. Fill me again. I want Your Holy Spirit more than anything.
You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and you shall be My witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. When was the last time you witnessed to Jesus? When was the last time you told someone about Jesus? When was the last time you laid hands on someone because they poured out their hearts? You say, well, I'm not a priest. You don't have to be a priest. You have to be a believer. You have to be a Christian. You have to be someone who's hungry. You know, I learned how to pray for people over the phone. When people would tell me all their troubles over the phone, I would pray over the phone. And you know what? I was scared stiff, but yet God heard the prayer. And I went from the phone to praying with people that were real in front of me, praying with people that I didn't even know. And that's, you say, well, that's because you're a priest. No, I was way before I was a priest. God worked through me in mighty ways way before I was a priest. And I know my own self. It was God, because I know how broken I am. But it was God who works through me and who works through Danny. It is God who works through Father Martin. I want to tell you what happened on Saturday. This is amazing. You know, we've been feeding the poor for 8, 9, 10 years. Gregory comes on Friday and he cooks 120 pounds of chicken legs. And then on Saturday morning, we have the brigade making sandwiches, tuna fish, egg salad, and peanut butter and jelly. And we bring them out to Boston. We were at the first stop, you know, the first stop. That's St. Anthony's Shrine. We're in back of St. Anthony's Shrine in Arch Street. And everybody wanted coffee. Well, they all drank the coffee. Then we went to our second stop. And when we went to the second stop, there was about 2 cups left in the bin. My gosh. And they said, well, we won't bring it out. They said, well, let's at least bring it out to have 2 cups for somebody and somebody else. Well, they had 2 cups. They had 3 cups. They had 7 cups. They had 10 cups. They had 12 cups. They had 18 cups. They had 20 cups. That God supplied multiplication. God told me many years ago that we're going to have multiplication during the distant, difficult times that the earth is going to be experiencing. He says, as you give it away, I will multiply it. That's exactly what happened on Saturday. The multiplication of coffee. Some people might say, well, that's not healthy. Well, let me tell you this. The Lord multiplied it. Glory to God. So I always say, thank you, Jesus. These things just don't happen to everybody. These things happen to people who have faith. What happens if they had left the jug on the truck? They would not have seen the workings of the Lord. It's not by might, kids. It's not by power. It's by my spirit, says the Lord. It's by the Spirit of God that we do things. And God the Father wants to pour out his Spirit upon you. And you're being invited to our meetings. Tonight it's at 7 o'clock. If you can't come tonight, you'll come the next night or the next night. Come as much as you can. This doesn't happen all year. This is something God is doing now. Now at the Holy Rosary Church in Winthrop, 1015 Shirley Street. Holy Rosary Church, 1015 Shirley Street. And the Blessed Sacrament will be exposed all day today. Tell us some more stories. I love stories.
Well, I'm just thinking about that coffee, and I'm like, man, if God's making coffee, I'm all in. It's got to be the best coffee in the world. But there are so many stories that we can think of. I was... You were talking about sharing Jesus with people, and I travel a lot, and so many times when I'm on airplanes, I wait till we're all buckled in and taking off. I don't usually start speaking until after the fact, because I don't want anybody to move out of their seat and go try and find another one, although it's getting more difficult to do that anyways. But one of the things that happened, I guess, probably, I had two of these events very close to each other, probably a year ago. On one of them, I was flying from Charlotte to San Francisco, and I looked at the woman, and I said, oh, I said, you're from Hawaii, but I said, you're going to San Francisco to visit your friend who's dying of cancer in the hospital. I said, if you will say to her, Jesus Christ heals you, she'll be healed. Now, I'm looking at this woman, and everything inside of me is saying, she doesn't even know the Lord. What am I saying to her? And she looks at me, and she says, she looks at herself like, what? Do I look like I'm going to Hawaii or something? And do I look like I'm going to San Francisco? And she says, how did you know that? I said, well, I said, Jesus just loves you and loves your friend, too. And she says, I am doing that. I'm going to visit my friend in San Francisco on my way to Hawaii, which is where I live. And she said, how do you know? I said, Jesus just loves you and loves your friend. She says, you mean if I say to my friend, Jesus heals you, she'll be healed? I said, well, that's what I heard him say. So I believe that that's what's going to happen. And, you know, the rest of that flight was amazing. She kept reaching over. She'd be grabbing me. She says, I want what's on you. Amen. I need what's on you. What is it that's on you? Spirit of God's all over you. And she says, I need that. Can I have that? And so we had an incredible time talking about Jesus, leading her to Jesus, sharing with her Jesus. And so she went in and actually was in touch with me later. And she said the Lord healed her friend. And she contacted me from Hawaii after she got there. And just a very, very powerful time. But we've had events like that. And you can do it anywhere. This happens in grocery stores. It happens on the streets. It happens everywhere. That's the nature of the kingdom. The kingdom is not contained in four walls called the church. It's actually contained in one human being that we are, that out of our bellies will flow this river of living water and touch everybody that we come in contact with. I have one other quick story if we have time, but we have, there was another woman who was sitting next to me on one of these other planes, and I looked at her and I said, oh, I said, you're getting married later this summer. I said, you actually were in a marriage several years ago. It was a really bad marriage. You were very abused and beaten during that period of time. But I said, you've been living with a guy, and you're going to marry him at the end of the summer. And she says, how do you know? And I said, well, I said, just enough to say that it will be a very good marriage. And then I said, you have three sons, and I said, your middle son has some severe physical problems and is constantly at the doctor, constantly having problems, and the Lord is going to heal him. And she said, well, she says, I don't have three sons. And she says, I don't have a middle son. She says, I have two. And I said, no, actually, I said, you miscarried your first son. And I said, this would be the one that you consider your oldest. And she just began crying. She said, how do you know? And I said, Jesus loves you. And Jesus loves your son. And I said, oh, and by the way, I said, when you left on this vacation trip, you were worried that you were going to lose your job because you did some really foolish things at work. And I said, you did do foolish things at work. And I said, and you are going to lose your job. I said, but don't worry. In 21 days, the Lord's going to give you another job as an office manager, and you're going to have to dress differently, but it's all going to be good. God's going to take care of you because he loves you. And she was just amazed. Oh, one of the other things that happened in there is I said, in the past, in fact, I started out this way. I said, you've had two dreams in the past 3 days. I said, I want to just tell you what your dreams were and what Jesus was saying about it. And then I began sharing what I shared just a few minutes ago. So the Lord wants to do that. He has revealed himself and he's given himself. He trusts his people with his spirit. It's the most amazing thing. I'm totally honored by the fact that he would trust us with such wonderful, wonderful things.
So the call is out. You can come to Holy Rosary tonight, 7 o'clock, 1015 Shirley Street, Winthrop, 02152. You can come if you want. I'm not forcing you, but you know, something is happening. I want to be where God is. I want to be where the Spirit of the Lord is. Something is happening. And I need it. Oh, yes, I need it. I need the presence of God. I need that the Lord would do something in my life. Oh, I've been crying out, and I need something to happen. So, you know, it happens when we're just worshiping God. Let God arise. Let all of his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let all of his enemies be scattered. You are God's own. As a matter of fact, you have received the baptism of the Spirit, and you've fallen away. you've fallen away and you're saying, it's too late for me. That's from the devil. It's not too late for you. It's now. Now is the time of salvation. Now, now, now. I don't care how you've fallen away. Come back. The best part about falling away is coming back. Do you understand what I'm saying? The best part of falling away is coming back. And the Lord is saying, I welcome you to come back. I welcome you that you again would carry my presence. Oh, yes, I welcome you. I welcome you. I do not bar the doors from you. Yes, you said the church is going to fall if I go in. No, I welcome you, the Lord says. I welcome you. So, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, you who welcome us, I ask you, Lord, to bring people, who are needy and who are poor, who are broken. Bring people so that they would be able to hear the word of God. And Lord, go with this fire engine in Jesus' name. So Lord, we just praise you and bless you and worship you and glorify you today because you're worthy. You're worthy of all praise. Listen, I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I do need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. We were $5,000 short last month, so we have to make it up. We have to make it up. And who do we make it up through? Through the Lord who touches you. And you're saying, but he's not talking to me. I'm talking to you. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. May Jesus Christ be praised, adored, honored, and glorified in our midst. Come to the Holy Rosary. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.